Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We're back on the radio. We're back on the radio, and Jake's first question is to reignite the fire about Tua Tagovailoa and quarterbacks.
Yeah, Jake, I sure hope the Tua Tagovailoa experiment's over. It should be. I don't see why it wouldn't be. Eat up the cap, whatever you gotta do. Trade him to Arizona for Kyler Murray, attach a pick, get him out of there.
The cap isn't that bad next year, though, right?
You're going to eat 2 years of it, though.
Whoa, it's really?
2 years of it.
Yeah, it's 2 years, about $99 million.
Really?
Yeah, that's good money.
So it's after 27 that you can get off.
Yeah, after 27.
Gotcha. Once again, though, guys,
unless, and this is possible because I don't necessarily always understand the NFL cap. Didn't we realize that you can't trade the cap hit?
You can't.
Yeah, you
cannot. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
So, like, whether he's traded or not, you're.
No. You can't cut him. The cap hit, if you cut him. The money goes to the team who takes
the player. So that's what I thought. But remember when I kept saying trade Nick Bosa? And Kyle was like, yeah, you still got the dead cap or whatever. It's not going to affect the money.
Yeah, but it depends on when you trade him, though. Do you trade him before the new year or the new NFL season? It all has to do about when you actually trade the player.
Post June 1st designation or whatever.
I think Schefter had a breakdown of his – of Tua's June 1st stuff.
It's but like that, the Brandon
yeah, they just
I
showed it
right
a minute
now.
Ago.
But that's what always had me – like, that's why I stopped saying trade Nick Bosa because it's not going to provide any cap relief, which is the reason why
Don't make no mistake. He still wants to trade Nick Bosa.
I'm not worried about relief, by the way. I just don't want that man playing quarterback for
my
team.
Oh, my gosh. Get him out.
Get him out.
Man, Jesse. I wonder if I could put into Chat GPT – can you explain the NFL salary cap to me?
Can you imagine it just crashes and ChatGPT ceases to exist after?
No, it's going to have like a 3-page essay for you. Do you want me to polish it for you?
Yep. It's still going. Holy crap. It's still deciphering. This is crazy. I have never seen anything like this in ChatGPT. It's still going, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
It hasn't stopped. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's amazing. What a headache.
That's going to be your reading when you're on the toilet later, okay?
All right. Settle down, Josh Hart. Relax. Relax. Let's start with, you know what? Let's start with Bills Patriots. Jake, no, I'm just kidding. We don't need to start there. Let's start with
Sac State. My bad, too, Jake. Sorry about that.
Drake May for MVP, okay, still.
See, still here we go. Back to quarterbacks. You've been all over the Sac State moves in recent months, you and Mr. Hornet here in front of me. What do you think about Sac State's newest NFL coach, Alonzo Carter, who will be with us tomorrow? I think we said 1:15. Mm-hmm. Coach Carter will be with us.
Coach Zoe, the backup dancer for MC Hammer. I don't think, guys, I hate to say that. That's before my time. I think it's more of your time.
No one cares, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No one cares. Stop, Jake. Stop. Don't do that.
Okay. Sorry. Love you, too. Okay. But as the football coach, I'm a big fan of Alonzo Carter. I think
if I said too legit to quit, would you understand that reference?
Yeah.
You can't touch this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And here's the thing. I think those pants that they wore in MC Hammer's, you know, music videos, I think that, Dame, you own one of those, especially in your wardrobe. I'm like 98% positive of that.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't, but I've never been able to rock those.
Would you be familiar with Pumps and a Bump?
Mm.
No, that's not.
Go play when we get off the air.
Go watch the video.
Go watch the video.
Will I get street cred for that, guys?
No. No, but go watch the video.
Okay. Hey!
Coach Carter.
Let's get serious here, okay? We're going off the rails, okay? Off the rails. Alonzo Carter, though, the football coach, I have heard nothing but high things about this guy. This is a home run hire for the Hornets, if you ask me. This is a guy that is Oakland roots, an incredible recruiter. Has coached and has won at the high school level, the JUCO level, and has been an assistant coach and running backs coach at San Jose State in Arizona for the past, 9 years under Brent Brennan. So I have heard nothing but great things about him in terms of the coaching style that he has, what he brings to the program, his personality. And what the things that I keep on hearing is this is a guy that knows Sacramento extremely well, knows the fabric of what this area looks like in terms of high school recruiting, because that's how Sac State's going to succeed. It's not going to be in the transfer portal. It'll be the high school recruiting, especially the guys that get overlooked, the three-star, two-star guys that the Power Four Division I programs are not taking. I think he's going to be able to exploit that. I also think he's going to be able to exploit the JUCO recruiting as well, especially with his JUCO roots. What my biggest question I have for him heading into this new year is how many guys can you retain from this current roster? How many guys can you retain from the current recruiting class? What can you bring in? And then also, what coaching staff are you going to have? Mm-hmm. Like, my big question tomorrow is, like, is Chris Richardson here to stay? Because he's the guy that everyone knows. Speaking of Mr. Hornet, he is Mr. Hornet. He's the most mainstayed coach in that Sac State program. Mm-hmm. I also wonder, you know, is this a coach that looks at Sac State and says this is a lifting off point for my career like Brendan Marion did? Or is this a guy that would be like Troy Taylor that's here for 4 to 5 years and then decides to leave? Right. Like, will he be here for the transition from FCS to FBS? I believe he will. Again, I still think this is a great hire for the Hornets. I just have questions heading into next season because time is ticking in terms of what's happening in this Hornet program. We still don't know who they're playing next year, and the recruiting class is kind of up in the air with the roster and the current recruits that they have.
Two things. First thing, Jake, I mean, we can say it now because it's a little public. We talked about this when it happened, and I talked about it with Coach Marion specifically. I don't want to say that was a unique situation, but he got – a crazy deal to leave. Like, his plan wasn't, oh, I'm gonna just be here 1 year and leave. Like, he had plans to stick around, but the deal he got to be an offensive coordinator, and yeah, you got to take a $3 million contract, all this other stuff. Like, you got to take that. So there's that.
There's another zero at the end of it. He was making like 360 here, thousand.
Right. So yeah, that was. You had to do what you had. I don't think that was in the plans, but you had to do what you had to do. When you talk about Alonzo Carter, though. The thing that I think about and that I like is I know a lot of people who were proponents of Troy Taylor coming back were talking about how the Sacramento roots, you know, he knows Sacramento, recruiting locally and things that, like that. You mentioned that Alonzo is very familiar with the Sacramento area, but I like the fact that he is connected and familiar with the whole region. You know what I mean? Just you don't want to get to a point where – You're bringing in a guy. I'm not saying Troy Taylor would have been a bad decision, but, oh, we're bringing him in just because he knows just the Sacramento area. Why not get a guy that knows the Bay Area, who frequently have these monster teams that play for state championships and stuff like that, bring a guy that knows not only the Sacramento area, but the whole Northern California region as a whole. And I like that he's going to be able to bring that.
Agreed. And everybody I talk to says he's an elite recruiter. So I think he's going to be able to recruit from SoCal to NorCal. I think he's going to, you know, really heavily recruit Northern California. Like, guys, high school-wise, there's a lot of untapped potential and talent in the San Joaquin section. Man, we had six teams go to state. Five of them won. Mm. Out of those teams, not enough of those players are being recruited to Power 5 or Power 4 Division 1 teams. Like, those players are falling through the cracks and going to JUCOs. Like, a great example for me is like a quarterback last year for Vanden. His name is Kalani McLeod. Led Vanden to a state championship. Ended up having to go to JUCO before he got his first Division I offer this year after going to JUCO this past season. So, like, that's the type of talent we have here in the San Joaquin section and all of NorCal that kind of goes overlooked just because it's so rich with talent. So teams like the Sac States of the Year world, the UC Davises, the Nevadas, like, they need to take advantage of some of these guys that are not heavily recruited, but still very capable Division I players.
So it sounds like a big plus of a hire for Sac State, who needs some stability right now. They need some stability to kind of, you know, there's a lot of talk about what they should do, conferences and all of this different stuff. They just need some stability in their program to bring those recruits in and get back to focusing on football.
And that's the thing that I like about Coach Carter. He's going to bring the stability. He's going to bring a patient approach to what they're going to be doing on a consistent basis. And like I said, he's here for the long haul. This is not going to be a one-stop thing. And I think this is that's why he's a guy that I could see being here for the next 4 to 5 years. He's a daughter that wants to go to high school in one main school. Looks like that's going to be Sacramento. So, again, stability is the biggest thing that the Hornets need right now as they try to figure out where they're going to play next year, who they're going to play, and their transition to the FBS.
All right. Well, sounds like that program is going in the right direction. How about the other Sacramento program?
Uh-oh. Well, the Republic are doing fine.
Republic's flipping their roster. That's another interesting thing. Yeah. Half their team's gone.
Okay. Well, Sac State.
Oh, that's a good. There's a good model for the Kings to follow. Flip your roster. Get half the players gone.
They should.
It's great. Like, the Republic literally did it. Why not?
Because the Kings are taking this prudent and patient approach. And don't get me wrong, I'm fine with Scott Perry doing that. And I, you know, quite honestly agree with him because of how things went with De'Aaron Fox last year. But then I look at, like, just the team looks – sometimes I just feel like the team is completely checked out, like just completely and utterly checked out. And it was interesting yesterday, guys, that the messaging really kind of changed. Like, that was the first time I feel like I've heard Doug Christie talk about the young guys and getting them, you know, more involved, how he talked about – DeMar DeRozan played 39 minutes the other night, and you needed to lessen that time, not because of, you know, who he is, but just you need to give other people possibilities. And like Devin Carter, I know he's playing in the G League right now, but like give that guy a little bit of run in the NBA, reward him for his good play in the G League. Same thing with Nick Clifford. Like, I want to see more of him. You need to create space for some of these young guys because I'm going to give a break to a guy that, you know, we all three of us have probably been a little not harsh on, just very critical with, is Keegan Murray. Did make some calls this past week, and the dude's going through some stuff physically. Like, it ain't just his thumb. Like, he had a neck issue. He had a shoulder issue.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, dude's banged up. That's why he's probably not playing up to par. Defensively, he's playing great, but offensively, it's just not. He's excluding a lot of effort and is unable to get some help on that side of the ball. And I think Keegan yesterday was outspoken as he's ever been in a Kings uniform, saying, like, this completely changed from 3 years ago. There's a lot of turmoil. There's not a frustration that, you quote, it sucks. Like, this sucks. And it must suck for you guys to cover this team, no matter if you're playing for it or if you're covering it or you're watching it as a fan. It just plain old sucks. And I completely agree with him. What happens next, though? Man, I've heard so many things, and I think James kind of covered a lot of it yesterday. I think you guys really covered it yesterday. I think a lot of these guys, especially the veterans, sound like they're hostages instead of volunteers. And when you're a hostage, we need to make a change ASAP, Rocky. And I'm okay with that. The return is not as high as it needs to be. I think at the end of the day, clearing cap space and starting fresh is something really important.
So just real quick on Keegan, your season is shot. You're playing for nothing. If everything you laid out is the case, stop playing. Or better yet, Keegan, that's not your decision. Keegan, you're not playing anymore. If you are truly going through something and it's all of these different issues, one, God bless him for being a competitor and wanting to be out there. Young man, our season is shot. You may have a seat. You don't have to play right now. If we're to the point where we're starting to float this out there in the media, Doug is starting to say things during press conferences, you're 6-20. Stop playing him. Like, what is the point? Yeah. It's just my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm
wrong. What you think, Jake? I mean, is it something where he should, because of everything that's going on, he should be shut down for until he's 100% healthy and doesn't have to deal with any nagging injuries?
I don't think they have the bodies if they shut him down. I'll be real with you. Like, I just hate to say that, but like the amount of injuries that are stacking up, you don't have Drew's not able to play. You're not able to play Domas. You don't not allowed. Levine's going to be out a week, right? Like next thing you know, another injury.
48 minutes of precious.
Yeah, like, but like I'm not.
That sounds like an inappropriate movie. My bad, Jay.
Oh my God, Jay.
That sounds like that's my bad. That's me.
I will say this, though. I would like to play Precious next to Keegan. I like it.
I want to see Chua a lot.
I like it. Like, I think you could play Domas at the 5, Precious at the 4, Keegan at the 3, and then figure out the 2 and the 1 guard. But, like, to answer your question, yes, it makes sense. But I don't think we can't – if they have traded all their stars, like their veterans on this team, and it's really a rebuild, then yes, I'm with you, Dame. Like, let's shut him down. Let's reset for next year. And you know, this is just a throwaway year for him. But at the same time, though, this is a great time for him to work through some stuff, right? Like, especially like to work on his game, to be more aggressive and everything like that, and be able to see if he can get a better shot, make his shot more consistent. That's where kind of where I'm back and forth with your point of like, yes, I agree, shut them down because they're not playing well and it's a throwaway season, but at the same time, great opportunity to see what you got in your bag and work on different things in a real life situation. So I think, you know, guys, the one thing I was going to ask you about, and I was thinking about this for the past 24 hours after I watched your show yesterday, like, name the last time the Kings had a true leader on the team. Like a true number one alpha. Like for me, I think about it and like, I hate to say it, but like Harrison Barnes to me was probably the only true quote unquote leader, even though he's a soft spoken leader in that locker room the first year the Beam team was here. And then I feel like that was missed or lost after he left. And Mike Brown even brought it up in his press conference 2 days ago. But like name a time where the Kings had a number one alpha that really called out guys and led the group.
It's Ron Artest. I think we had this exact discussion yesterday. We landed on Ron Artest.
I mean, because you could talk about guys like Harrison Barnes, Garrett Temple.
And there's leadership qualities to all of those guys.
But they're leaders, but they Vince Carter. But they can't go get it on the basketball court. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The last time they had somebody who was a leader who could actually execute what they're telling everybody else to do was Ron Artest, probably.
Which is wild, guys. Just absolutely wild that we haven't been able to find one guy in how many years since Ron Artest has been here be the alpha one.
DeMarcus probably had his own form of leadership. It was just a unique style of leading. Didn't really work for everybody. It didn't really work for everybody. But I don't think, like, I really do think it's Ron Artest. I don't think we're overlooking anyone or discounting anyone. It's Ron. Meta.
And that's the crazy thing. I think that's something you've got to value heavily when you're looking at rebuilding this team. Like, I want an alpha number one, especially, like, you know, whoever you're drafting this next year and moving forward in the draft, like, I think that's extremely important. You have to hold that in high value of people that are high character players that lead the group, right? And I've seen that from a couple of prospects. The specific one, like, I don't know if you guys watched the game last night, and I had to because, they're playing Pacific, but BYU and AJ DeBonsa, like, I was impressed with that young man. Got to the rim. Able to have a fadeaway shot. You know the best part about his game? Defensively, he is just nasty. Like, just nasty. So I know all three of us are going to probably be watching a lot of college basketball over the next couple of months. So keep an eye on what's going to happen in the NBA draft. But if you're asking me, like, what's the number one thing quality-wise they need to look forward to moving forward is not just the play on the court, but high-character guys that can lead the team.
I'm going to be watching a lot of college basketball because my school probably going to win a national championship. Go Blue. What you talking about out here? We out here smacking everybody up. What you talking about out here?
Have you seen UConn's preseason schedule?
Look, UConn play Michigan, beating them by dub. Beating them by dub. I hope
it happens. You're from the Northeast, so you have, like, a connection to UConn. That's the end of the story. It's just like your love for UConn makes sense.
Can you hit him, Dave?
Oh, no. Jesus. The violence is crazy.
He's really going to sit there and say Michigan's better than UConn?
Do you see what we're doing right now?
No, don't make me.
You see who we beat? We beat up Auburn by 40. Yeah, we beat up San Diego State by like 30. We beat up Gonzaga by 40. What are we talking about?
Jake, please.
Beat up Villanova by 40. What are we talking? By 40. Not 4. 40.
Please don't make me publicly side with him.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Please don't make me publicly side
with him. Okay. I'll see you in March. We'll see you when we have Sports Extra March Madness edition, all right? And we're talking about Michigan getting popped in the first round. I'm going to bring up this video
I would fall out if they lost in the first round. That'd be like
amazing.
They're one seed in the first round.
They lose.
Jesus.
Enfield, like, they're not in Sacramento for like another month.
They finally played this week, I think.
They play 3 days from now. They play on the 20th.
Yeah, but not here.
No, they don't play. No, they don't play here till the first of the year.
Yeah, like I think it's the 15th. Because maybe I don't know which.
I think it might be the third or something like that.
It's third and the seventh. They're starting to get the Thursday.
Oh, maybe
and Saturday
it's just because I know I'm going to one of those games. Mm-hmm. I thought it was the 15th. Yeah. But
we got to pull up and do like a little watch party for one of those games.
Hey, tailgate! Let's tailgate! Come on! Stop playing.
I'm about it. Want to make that little DLOKC CBS 13 tailgate? Let's do it.
I do want to say one thing about your leadership thing as well. We talk about Ron Artest. I don't know if there's been leadership in the organization for 20 years.
Oh, that's a good call.
I can't remember exactly when Jeff left.
I would say Mike Brown. No, you can't discredit that.
I was
going to
say the same thing. I kind of
like Mike Brown held the standard. It's just that the ownership didn't like the standard that he was holding.
That's fair too. And I think if we're going by that premise as well, I think you put Michael Malone in there.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? That was a leader. He didn't have
Mike
all the
tools. Pretty. Yeah.
He didn't
like
have all
Mike.
The tools.
Mike. Yeah. for sure.
So, you know, got those two guys in the organization. But I don't think, I mean, Vlade's a leader, but Vlade
I also think Vlade
was miscast too. Like, I don't think Vlade was ever trying to do that.
That absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know what always sits in the back?
I do.
Go ahead, Jake.
Honestly, I do like Scott Perry though in his leadership style right now. I think there's a actual approach with everything that he is doing. My question for him and what we'll all judge him on is what he actually ends up doing. What does he pull a trigger on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of talk right now, tons of it. You know, let's see the results. Right now, he has – and I'm going to give him props for this. I think he's hit on both of his draft picks. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Reynaud is going to be a fun prospect to see what he ends up being. And I think Nick Clifford, when he gets more time to actually work on his game and get cooking in some of these games, I think both those guys are going to be guys that they hit on. Because, quite honestly, I know Nick's been called upon trade-wise and see if he's available. And they're, like, shutting that down. Mm-hmm. So – I would say, you know, judge him on the decisions he's made. And right now, I from the draft picks side of things, I do like it. And I'm now waiting to see what he can do on the trade front.
I'm not judging him right now, by no means. But I do want to see Nick Clifford play better. Like, he has not played well.
But he's not played. Like, he's getting 8 minutes a game. Like, you got to play the guy 16 minutes at least. At least. To get and consistently, that's the problem. If you don't play him consistently, he's going to get no rhythm. He's a 22-year-old star that was playing how many minutes for Colorado State last year? Like, you got to give him some rhythm. Have to.
I like Nick.
Yeah, I'm okay with the jury still being out on Nick, but I'm excited to see what he has to offer. Real quick. 49ers the top five team in the NFL?
Just out of top five. Just out.
Interesting.
I would say six or seven. Okay. I do like what they're doing. I will put them in the top five if Fred Warner makes it back for the playoffs. That's something I will look at. I have questions defensively. Like, offensively, I think they're looking really well. Like, I think CMC's on for another career year. I'm intrigued to see how long Ricky Pearsall is going to be out again if he re-aggravated his PCL. Juwan Jennings has been nails this year. You know, I'm not upset that Brandon Ayuk's going to be leaving. Like, I just think that was a toxic situation. I think the same thing with Debo. Like, I think that you can put one and two on that. I am excited to see where they also place that money, because that's a lot of money that they're going to get off their books that they can put elsewhere. And I'm excited. It's like, they're going to pay Juwan a little bit. Like, he won't get a massive bump, but he'll get a bump. But, like, how to use that money moving forward will be very intriguing to me, just because they have a lot. And this is Kyle Shanahan's, by far, his best coaching year. Like, I am impressed with the dude. Like, if you ask me if he's a top five coach in the league, yeah, he's definitely 100%. A top five coach. I think he's, like, maybe in a top three coach in the league right now. I'm just intrigued to see if they have any more injuries. And can the offense sustain their high-powered, output over the past couple of weeks? Can they sustain that against Indy on Monday, and then that Chicago game on Sunday Night Football and Seattle in the final week? These are three toughest games by far in their schedule. They're three toughest stretches right now, so we'll see how it goes. Guys, Philip Rivers, 44. Do you think you guys can go out there and play quarterback like he did on Sunday?
No. Definitely not. Have no desire to either.
Well, I could throw the ball as far as he did.
Yeah, but if I get hit once, I quit. Give me a red jersey and maybe I'll go do it. That's about it. Jake, we appreciate you. Can you hold that
thought
on the 49ers?
Bad, yeah.
Jake, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my friend. Great stuff.
Hey, I'll see you on Sunday, guys. Well, Sam, I won't see you on Sunday.
I guess I'll see you next year.
I'll see you next year, Ryan. Yeah. Hey.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.